This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
All right, here we are to work our way into thoughts with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thoughts about what people are discussing. Do we find answers to problems? Is that our job? Are we just here to talk about things? You know, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has graced these airwaves for decades, talking about the issues of the day, things that are going through people's minds. Did you know we have 60,000 thoughts a day? And 90% of them are the same thoughts we had yesterday, Michael?
Is that something that is a study that has just been uncovered?
Yes. Habits of our thoughts.
Where do they come from?
To where we are now. Where do thoughts come from? Right, exactly.
That's what I'm always wondering. Where do they come from?
Yeah.
Now, if somebody's listening to us on the radio right now, the sound they hear is coming through the air from some place that's completely impossible to imagine if you didn't know how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference when we're talking now, when you're going to answer what I'm saying, I'm talking, you're thinking about it, then you're going to respond. Where are those thoughts that are going to come out of your mouth? Where are they coming from?
Mm.
Isn't that interesting?
That's a wonderful thing that is fat, mostly. Our brain is mostly fat.
Do you believe that? Do you believe maybe the brain is receiving it from someplace else?
Well,
a higher level.
Be. Yeah. So these are the kind of things we can start questioning ourselves. Well, are we learning new things by listening to some of these programs? We hang around with different people. Do you open your mind to different thoughts? Are you tolerant of different thoughts? We've had a lot of discussion about tolerance on this
program. Are you ever afraid of thoughts? Do you ever say, oh, I don't want to think that. That's a terrible thing.
Some people do. I do not. But some people do. Some people, I don't want that thought. It's too negative or it's too scary or whatever.
Or it might happen if I think it.
Well, thoughts are things, so I believe that what people think is ultimately what happens. You set the course for your reality by what your thoughts are. I believe that.
What you just said, thoughts are things, do you realize that is a language history lesson, because it's true that the word thought and the word thing come from the same root in ancient times. You want to run through the stories?
And the top five plus five, that would be ten. Top ten stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, and Michael's the editor and publisher there. List of people as well. Yes, please, let's go.
The reason I want to do it quickly is my iPad is starting to flitter.
Oh, well.
It's flutter, and it could go
let's
dead.
Let's give over to technology. Help yourself.
I'm sitting here with my Oracle.
I have it the old-fashioned way. I'm looking at a printed piece of paper.
Oh, gosh. I haven't had a printed piece of paper in years. Matter of fact, you know what I did the other day? There was a picture in a newspaper, and I went and I put my thumb over the face of somebody in a picture and stretched it. I thought I was going to be able to make it bigger. And I said, what the heck did I just do?
Uh-huh.
That's how wired you become to this new digital age.
Yep.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and NFL preseason activity. The Taylor Swift trial still being talked about at number 9. Sanctuary Cities at 8. Number 7, the Barcelona terror attack that is today bigger, but this is a weekly cumulative view. At number 6, we have the Google diversity critique firing. At number 5, we have Iran nukes deal threatened. At number 4, we have U.S.-North Korea tensions. At number 3, we have the Manufacturing Council eliminated. At number 2, the Confederate statue removals. At number 1, of course, the Charlottesville aftermath. The people on our survey, at number 10, Taylor Swift and the DJ David Mueller. James Damore at number 7, he's the Google guy. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. And we have Kim Jong-un at 7, Lindsey Graham at 6. Number 5, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. Number 3, John Kelly. Number 2, David Duke and Richard Spencer. And number 1, Donald Trump. Hard to believe David Duke is in the top 2.
He was upset with Donald Trump because of what he said about the, it's all the tolerance, intolerance stuff, but the skinheads and the KKK.
So everybody's upset with Donald Trump.
Well, everybody, it doesn't
except the people that are his ardent supporters.
Yeah.
And that there is a core of people that are not upset with him at all, but are, as is Trump, upset with everybody else.
Well, I think there's a... I'm going to put myself out on a limb a little bit here because I was given the opportunity to look at some video earlier this week of Donald Trump 20 years ago and how he used to articulate, and the way he articulates now is dramatically different from what he did in terms of his speech pattern. He never had to on The Apprentice, for example. He didn't have to articulate, really. He had thoughts, and his daughter and whoever the other people in his company were had thoughts, and he could easily say, you're fired, and that sort of thing. But we've not put him in a position until he was elected. Well, before he was elected, you got sort of the drift of the kind of language patterns that he had. I'm a big believer, because I'm a linguist by training, I pay attention to these things. And someone who went to college with me, who is also a linguist by training, who was a lukewarm Trump supporter at the beginning, now looking at Mr. Trump in a different way, given a lot of different things that are happening maybe with him, a lot of things that are happening in the world, there is a difference that maybe the signs, some people, few people speculating about his mental health.
What is the point of this? How is he different today in how he presents his speech than he was, say, 20 years ago?
He's much less deliberate. His phrases, the simplicity of his speech, the fact that he really doesn't ever say anything when he's talking that amounts to anything, when he is the platitudes that he uses, it's a whole different sort of world.
He sounds like a bad talk radio caller.
That's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't thought about
He sounds like you know, he's a talking points kind of guy.
There may be something that's going on there that we will maybe, I hope that's not the case, but I mean, there's a lot of different ways of interpreting this. And unfortunately, we're in a business that speculates a lot, and people sometimes sound like they're talking with out of a paper butt when they come up with some of this stuff. And maybe somebody will say that about me with my theory.
No,
but nobody
would ever say that.
Just go back. Get some video. Find some video of him 20 years ago.
I've seen video of him all the way back. I met him 30 years ago.
Yep.
And when he was this big, weird guy, a celebrity in New
York.
He's
always been bigger than life.
He's always been a major celebrity.
He's always been a narcissist.
He's the definitive narcissist.
Right. But that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean any of this. The unfortunate thing is that he's in a bigger spotlight in a world that he can't. I think part of it is, and again, here we are analyzing. We're not in this guy's head. We don't know what he's really thinking. We don't, you have all these foolish people on television and the radio that are trying, this is what he meant by saying that. How the hell do you know what he meant? You're not in his head.
See, I take him at face value. I think he's completely honest, and he honestly believes that a lot of his lies are truths.
Well, are they lies? Are they just
a lie?
What's a lie?
What's a lie? A lie depends on the spirit in which the information is presented.
Yeah.
If I go on the air and I say, well, folks, today it's going to rain, it's going to be cloudy, it's going to rain, and the temperature is going to be 70 degrees, and the temperature turns out to be 80, and it's not cloudy, and it's sunny, did I lie? No, I said something. I was wrong. I even misspoke. I presented something that I thought was true that wasn't.
Yeah.
I was wrong, but I wasn't lying. Mm-hmm. So, the lie has to do with the intention, and are you intending to deceive?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is no with him. You think it's yes?
No, I think it's deeper. I think it's deeper. I think he lies to himself. I believe the narcissism equates to feeling that whatever I say and whatever I do is true because nothing matters but me in the end.
Well, that's narcissistic, to be sure.
Narcissism is a pathology. We're not talking about selfishness. Selfishness is a very, very, very mild form. Narcissism is a pathology that is deeper then I would say maybe 99% of the people listening to this or participating in this conversation can understand from personal experience.
Is it unfair to be so critical of him when that is his nature? Is it fair for us to be so, some people be so intolerant of him?
I believe that we should be unfair in our criticism of any president. Fair? To someone who has the power of life and death over everybody on the planet? Fair? Nobody forced Obama, Bush, other Bush, Clinton, Eisenhower, Kennedy to be president.
Yeah, they chose.
Why do we have to, as Wallace used to say, pussyfoot around?
There's another one. There's a piece of work. You want to compare Wallace?
Well, George Wallace died beloved by the African-American community because everybody got shot and he got crippled. He changed. He truly did change.
Yeah.
That's a remarkable story, and we shouldn't go off on that tangent. But, that's a whole other piece of work on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't see why we owe it to a president of the United States to worry about how they feel. I don't know why we owe it to a president of the United States to be loyal to the individual, which is loyal to the office.
Okay, let's equate this to playing football for the NFL. People who are worried about what happens after they play and they have concussion on top of concussion on top of concussion, they knew what they signed up for. They agreed to get paid X number of dollars to put themselves on the line. So why come back to me and say at some point, I'm going to sue you because I played a game and I hurt myself. You signed up for it, pal, and maybe that's what you're saying here about Trump. That's an interesting way of analyzing.
I think it's even more extreme with a president.
Mm.
At least you can make a case, you know, our culture encourages kids to go into sports, and by the time the kid gets to the point where he's getting a scholarship, he no longer knows, he's brainwashed, that he's going down a road that's going to lead to a miserable future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we sold the value and virtue of that. We some of us respect the fact that you can, that some people can play football well. And
respect, you know, if you're in a high school situation socially, I mean, the whole world depends upon where you stand in the pecking order of being a jock or a fraternity guy or popular with the girls.
Nonsense. 19 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Our bodies are home to billions of microorganisms, some good, some not so good. Scientists call these internal ecosystems the human microbiome, and they're working to understand how gut bacteria play a role in health and disease.
We see these changes in diseases like inflammatory bowel disease, which affects the gut, but also in diseases like obesity, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, you name it, and there's been changes in the gut bacteria seen in these diseases.
Dr. Perna Kashyap says sequencing bacteria is helping researchers understand the role that gut bacteria plays in our overall health.
In some of these diseases, we don't even know if the biome is just an innocent bystander or it in fact mediates the disease. But potentially, if we can find a link, we could potentially reverse that.
The human microbiome may hold the key to the next generation of therapies to treat human disease. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
When you need it. Spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour. The weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the chart study done by Michael and his gang. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. They review what's going on talk radio stations, programs, the topicality of issue-oriented talk radio, so-called news talk radio. And you can, by the way, listen to a podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show by going to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Talk Radio Countdown Show. Easy enough to find, blogtalkradio.com/Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can find it on iTunes as well or wherever podcasts are available. Sometimes you can get it on TuneIn Radio. It's a cool way. If you get part of it and you want the rest of it, that's the way to get it in case you don't have a chance to hear it on your local station. We are talking about people who have been influential in the focus of conversation this week along with some stories. So I'm going to give you a situation. Tell me what you think. David Mueller, who is the disc jockey, who put his hands up Taylor Swift's skirt, got fired for that. He was drunk. Got fined $1 in a court proceeding that ended this past week. So we find in the world of talk radio, we find sustenance with people like this. He'll never get another job as a disc jockey, but could he get a job like lots of... He could get a job as president. He could be...
He won't get a disc jockey job, but maybe he'll be elected senator.
Well, would somebody give him a shot as a talk radio host? Seriously, is this the kind of a guy that if he has the imagination to be able to put his thoughts together, the list of felons and people who've been in jail and people who've been fired and people who have been disgraced who grace the airwaves around the country is legion. So is this guy a future talk radio host?
Well, I don't know him personally. So, therefore, I can only say conceptually, of course he has a chance to have a future in the media. He has a chance in today's short-term memory society, he has a chance to be anything. Mm. He just has to, learn from this and clean up his act and establish credibility. So I wouldn't count anybody out like that. He might have had a moment of stupidity. I hear the guy doesn't even have that kind of a history. Who knows? I saw the photo with his hand. Yeah, it was right in the front and in the back. Yeah. And his face, it looked to me, and this is just my impression, that he had this stupid, fleeting idea to photobomb his own picture. It looked to me like he was doing it for the sake of the picture. You know what I mean? Like, hey, who knows? But there are scoundrels out there that are constantly hired. We have a certain list, and I'm not going to say names, of course, here at Talkers, that we know when they get a job, and they always get a job. They'll be out in a few weeks. We always say, they'll be fired. How did they get that job? They'll be fired. They can't keep a job because they have terrible character. They're loose cannons. They always say something on the air that's stupid and gets their company in trouble or jeopardizes the license of the radio station or the reputation of the station with its relationships. And yet they continue to get jobs. And it astonishes me that people like that do. So I think it's a pretty forgiving world for all of those reasons. And again, without knowing David Jackson Mueller, he probably will reemerge in the media with some kind of a job down the road.
I remember when I was the ops guy, the program director, as a kid, I was 22 years old at WNEB in Worcester. And through the door came a guy named Dick Brown, who had been one of the largest, bigger-than-life radio personalities in New York City. And he did something really stupid at a personal appearance. He went off the deep end with alcohol, couldn't get a job anywhere. He came to Worcester, needed a job. He went from $2,000 a week to $250 a week just to get a job. He was on the air for a while, kind of imploded, but it was amazing to hear the guy's voice and hear the stories. Wow. But I was thinking about that with regard to Mueller. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Top 10 stories, top 10 people of the week. That's our job here in the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of August 14th to the 18th. The items that are important and of interest here. I made a mistake, Michael.
You did.
Got it. Yes. When it comes to delivering the information, I want to be first, fast, and factual.
So those of you who were trying to write down what the address was for finding us as a podcast,
blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. That's all you need.
You are all lying. Right? You are lying.
No.
If people are just joining us, they don't know what that reference was. We were talking about whether or not if somebody gives wrong information, does it necessarily mean they were lying? And we concluded, no, it depends on your intention.
Yes, it's all about intentions. And then how do you know what one's intention? We can only speculate on somebody's intention. You don't really know what's inside that person's mind. You can't possibly know. So I love it when all these talking heads go on radio and television. This is what he meant by saying that. How do you know what he meant?
We don't know, but we do have to speculate. Otherwise,
why do we have to speculate? Why?
Well, because it adds to our attempt to have an understanding of the craziness around us. Aren't you always discerning and analyzing what's behind the scenes and under the surface with everything that you deal with, or do you take everything at face value?
I honestly don't give a lot of thought to most things other than what comes into my mind at the moment I hear it or see it. Because we are hit, and maybe it's because I'm conscious of the number of attempts to attract my attention during the course of the day. There are, according to any number of studies, at least 3,000 attempts every day to influence your thinking with advertising, with messages, with visuals, with you're constantly bombarded with things. It's hard to understand how people can think for themselves, because there's so much now around us trying to convince us that that the way you're thinking, either maybe you haven't thought about it at all, like using some drug, those commercials. I've never thought of using that drug, but ask your doctor about using Imodiol or whatever it may be. I wasn't thinking about that, but then I had a stomach ache, and Imodiol is supposed to fix my stomach ache. So maybe I should call the doctor and see if I should use Imodiol.
Mm.
And we can use that for any number of things that can, you know, sort of confound us. We're confronted with these every day. What do you do with those messages? Let them go? They appeal to you. You don't listen to every message, do you? You're not in...
To me, everything. I listen to everything. I am aware of everything around me down to the microscopic detail. Do you realize that one of the great things the human brain does is filter out extraneous stuff from your consciousness, from the focal point of your consciousness, so that you don't go insane? However, there are theories that indicate that everything around you is absorbed somewhere in the subconsciousness, and that you know things that you don't know you know. But that if you were taking in all the information that your brain is processing, colors, sounds, details, pictures, words, all kinds of things, you would go crazy. And one of the remarkable processes of the brain is it processes all of this. Every single bit of it is in there. And what you see is the screen in front of your eyes, you know, the reality of the minute-to-minute thoughts that you were just describing.
Yeah.
That is the result of enormous, almost unfathomably, I can't use that the word because my coffee is stuck in my tooth, processes to make that happen. Just being able to sort it all out. That's what you're talking about. But you also basically said you don't have many thoughts about things because you're distracted by upset stomach remedies.
Only because I apparently had a slight concussion this week and my stomach was upset.
Did you really? Did you really?
And that's what my children and the loved ones think. I bonked my head on a piece of farm equipment and a little dizzy, stomach and that kind of stuff.
Did you go to the doctor?
You know, everybody asked me that and I said no, but I probably will.
Why don't you have an MRI or a CAT scan or maybe a barium enema or something?
Right, that'll get right to your head and it'll do.
Well, a lot of people's heads are located in that part of their body.
There's a talkers.com where people go to kind of faff out what's going on in our business, a fascinating world of fascinating people. There's an ad that caught my attention, speaking about things that grab our attention, and we are talking about advertising because we're in the advertising business. So you have a box at talkers.com. Every talk show host should write a book. And I think about that. People have been asking me to write a book for years, or several books, and I guess I've never been inspired to do it. I do it maybe with a ghostwriter. My daughter would be good at that sort of thing. But why would it be good for talk show hosts as opposed to anybody else?
Because talk show hosts operate with a platform. Talk show hosts have an agenda. Talk show hosts have a body of work and opinions and thoughts and principles that they are constantly operating within. They have experiences and they have a podium. A book is a wonderful tool to increase credibility, to be a calling card, to help you get speaking engagements, to let people know in one nice, concise place where you stand on a variety of things. I think considering how easy it is nowadays technologically to publish a book, it doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't necessarily have to get Simon & Schuster to sign you and give you an advance. If you're in the business of thoughts and communication, it's a nice thing to have, just like having a podcast or writing a blog, having a book. Within the industry, we're talking about the business of talk radio. Within the business of talk radio, talk show hosts are prime candidates to have in their repertoire a book.
Yep. Yeah. It's a great idea. It's another way of expression. All right. Speaking of expression, there are at talkers.com this week, as the coverage of the talk radio world is what you're all about, at least two stories that I can remember. One of them about a fellow named Dino Costa. The other one is Dave Riley. Costa was on a radio station, I think, in Oregon, and Riley was on his radio station in Pennsylvania. Both were fired this week. Mr. Costa said motorists should hit Black Lives Matter protesters who block roadways. That's the end of his, whether he gets another job or not remains to be seen, but that's the end of him there. Mr. Riley, on the other hand, was supporting the KKK and the white supremacists on his, I don't know whether it was on, I think it was on the air and in his, I think he actually went to Charlottesville, if I'm not mistaken. And his father owns the radio station, and he fired his son and said all kinds of things on their website about what they were not going to tolerate, and apparently one of the things not going to tolerate is his son.
Well, familiarity breeds contempt, you know?
Yeah.
Civil wars are the bloodiest, and family wars are even worse.
Yeah.
it's funny and it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's amusing, but yet, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Sign of the times. Brother against brother, father against son.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, our industry is littered with the bodies of, blabbermouths who said things like, kill people with your car.
I'm talking about the brotherhood of talk radio people, could get away with that. The things that Joe Pine used to say, or Alan Berg, or some of these really outrageous Morton Downey. You can find guys like that in most every city that would, their stock and trade was to say stuff like that every day. And now you can't say it at all. None. And is that appropriate? We talk about freedom of speech, but what would be tolerated and what wouldn't be tolerated?
Well, it's not against the law to tell people to run down Black Lives Matter protesters blocking your way. It's against the rules of that radio
station. Is that hate speech? Isn't that against
the
law?
I don't know what hate speech is. I have problems with hate speech. I don't have problems with hate. I think hate is a pretty bad thing, but I do believe it's a natural human emotion, and we have to learn how to deal with it, control it, understand it, and appropriately label it. But I do not hold myself up here on this platform today as being the expert on what is hate and what is not when it comes to speech. But I think a radio station has the right to fire somebody if they don't like what they're saying. And that has nothing to do with freedom of speech. The government says that they have to fire you or put you in jail for your political position. Then it's an infringement of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm. Pretty interesting stuff, though, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 44 past the hour. I thought about, if you're in business, and a lot of people listening, especially to News Talk Radio, are business people, small business. They want to get the pulse of the community, what's going on. Medium-sized businesses, big businesses. Listen to the talk message, to the talk programs, to the talk hosts. And thus this announcement, for those of you listening to what actually is said, that's why commercials are so much better on News Talk programs, spoken word programs, because you're listening to the words. And my word to you, the combo word. Zip Recruiter. Zip Recruiter is a noun describing a company that will post your job offerings to hundreds of job sites with just one click from you. That's how it works. It's different because they have such powerful technology. It matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. So use Zip Recruiter. Don't depend on a candidate finding you. Have Zip Recruiter have them. Have you find them. It's a two-way street. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's how you use ZipRecruiter free for the first time. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by so many businesses to find the qualified job candidates immediately. 24 hours after you post, you're going to be talking to people who are looking for that job. Find out how it works for you. It's easy to use. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, use ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. On the people list from the charts at Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here with a review. I guess it's no surprise at number 10 there ought to be a place for Taylor Swift. And also, she's tied with David Mueller, who was the jock that was drunk that felt her butt. That was the whole reason for the trial. James Damore, the fellow who was responsible for the diversity critique at Google, he's at number 9. Vladimir Putin always finds his way into the top 10 one way or another at number 8. So does Kim Jong-un. Is he really changing his stripes or his approach? Time will tell. That's number 7. Lindsey Graham in the 6th position. Stephen Bannon, don't you wish he'd just go away? Number 5. Mitch McConnell, Ah, yes, the old fossil, number four. John Kelly is in the third position. Number two, David Duke. And number one, Donald Trump. That, you wouldn't expect anything other than that. From the review of Conversation, Talk Radio Countdown, I'm Doug Steffen.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets five-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zyzol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zyzol. Use as directed.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown with the stories. Doug Steffen reviewing the top 10 items from the research done at Talkers Magazine for this past week, the 14th to the 17th, or actually the 18th, middle of August already. Number 10, the usual sports talk action. What's going on in the preseason of the NFL? Who's going to be in the playoffs in Major League Baseball? All of that sort of stuff. Taylor Swift at number 9, the trial being over, legal implications or impact of that. Sanctuary cities discussion continues on how to deal with those cities that want to have people in them and extol the value and virtue of them when the government says, no, they're not supposed to be there. Barcelona terror attack 7, Google and the diversity firing 6, Iran and the nuke deal number 5, North Korea number 4, Manufacturing Council eliminated 3, Confederate statue removals 2, and Charlottesville number 1. All right, 47 past the hour. Michael has, as usual, one of these fabulous, I suppose you'd call it a podcast, blog, the Up Close and Far Out Focus this week. You can find it at talkers.com or on upcloseandfarout.com. You talk to people who are on the radio in Charlottesville. What'd you get out of that conversation?
Interesting insights from two people on two. There's two news talk stations in Little Charlottesville, which is unusual, and two local hosts that are excellent, which is unusual in especially a small city like that. Yeah. We have Joe Thomas from WCHV, and we have Rob Schilling from WINA. Long conversations with each of them about what led up to Charlottesville's tragic weekend and where they stand on it and what it's like on the ground in media in Charlottesville.
So, did you get a sense, were they on together or you separated them?
Separated. They did two separate interviews. They're friends, though. They know each other.
They are friends. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder about that sometimes because there are these contrivances made up. Most of us, as you know, when you look at the list of the heavy 100 that Michael publishes in Talkers Magazine every year and the audience of the various people who are doing talk radio shows that are national, it's a small community. Most of us know each other or know of each other. And so with that, hopefully, I would always hope that there's some respect. And not that you have to like what the other person does, but there's a certain amount of respect because if you're successful, it's a very competitive business. If you're like those two fellas in that market, they would be considered big deals I'm guessing both of them.
Oh, they're very big deals. But it's like sports. I mean, you got to be careful what you say about somebody because your opponent one week might be your teammate the next week.
Right. Right. Come over. We all know how that works. One station to the other. And bring your audience with you.
And that intern you fired might be your boss in 5 years.
Exactly, at the next station. All right, so check it out, upcloseandfarout.com or at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 past the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing with the presence of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor, expert on the law. So we take the charts, find the legal ramifications for some of the stories, and I've always said that one of the great things I respect about Steve Wiseman is that I've never thrown him anything over the years. He and I have been talking on the radio for 30 years at least, if not more. And I've never said or asked you anything that you couldn't have a solid retort that actually made sense. You know, I can answer any question.
Yeah, I can give you an answer.
Yeah, give me an answer.
Pressure.
Snappy. And remember Larry Glick?
Oh, yeah.
He used to say, he was a late-night host in WBZ in Boston. People all call him and ask him all the time. And he'd say, well, let me check. Or he'd say, I always have a snappy answer. Might not be the right answer, but it's always a good snappy one. So the Taylor Swift trial is number 9 this week on the countdown. What more needs to be said about a guy sticking his hands up the skirt of a lady who's a prominent singer?
Yeah, you know, that one was such an interesting case where the evidence in trial, generally it's a he said, she said. But you did have a photograph that he characterized as awkward. But awkward was, you could see his hand was in a place where it shouldn't have been. And, he tried to, in essence, shake her down for money. He was trying to get this not go to court, get a settlement. She would have nothing to do with that. And the fact that when she counterclaimed, which was also very smart, she only asked for a dollar, I think strengthened her case. One thing that much of the media may have missed was The jury did not rule against this disc jockey. The judge, at the end of every civil case, when the evidence is all in, one side will ask for the other side's case to be dismissed because they don't even have sufficient evidence to go to a jury. And when Taylor Swift's lawyers made that, the judge agreed. This never happens, and it shows what a total lack of a case he had. So
yep.
It's a good lesson.
But he could get a job as a talk radio host, even though he'll never be a disc jockey again.
You know, I think so, too. I really do. And there was some evidence that he didn't try very hard afterward to get a another job. He was not blackballed.
No. All right, next, the continuing discussion of sanctuary cities and the legality or illegality. Say it again, Doug, illegality. What's new legally here, if anything?
You know, there really isn't anything new here on this, and you do have cities that are seeking to be more protective of illegal immigrants. But there are a lot of illegal immigrants who it's a matter of, are you going to be targeting people who, frankly, there was a Supreme Court case recently where one of the Justice Roberts was saying, in other words, you're telling me somebody can be thrown out because you find out they've got a traffic ticket, and the response was yes. So I'm of a mixed mind on this. On the one hand, the law is the law. Change the law. On the other hand, there is the question of what kind of an emphasis you put and where do you put the attention of a Justice Department. So, you know, I see some legitimacy on both sides. I still have trouble with draconian threats against cities that do not enforce or that are acting as sanctuary cities. So this one as a lawyer is kind of tough for me.
All right, next in the legal overview, the Google firing, the diversity firing. I don't know. I guess I understand it, but I may not really understand it. What do people need to know about what happened there?
You know, what's interesting is James Damore, who was a Google employee who wrote a memorandum indicating why it was wrong to have more women at Google and why they shouldn't be trying to get greater diversity. And his point was that there was scientific reasons to show that women couldn't do that kind of work. Well, frankly, there are not scientific kind of reasons. He talked about that he had evidence, scientific evidence. There was nothing. It was.
In fact, it may be just the opposite in reality.
Yeah, very frankly. So when he was fired for violating the company's code of conduct for advancing harmful gender stereotypes, they have every right in the world to do that. And, you know, frankly, these kinds of arguments have been used against women, have been used against blacks, have been used against immigrants for years, saying there's some kind of scientific basis. And there isn't. So I have no sympathy for him.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.